Thank you. So we're having our trilogy series, like Pastor Mark says. So the trilogy series, so what is our mission statement? We want to see lives, communities, and society transformed through discipleship in the word, the presence, and the power of God. And this is why we're doing this trilogy, so we can do this mission. So it's in accordance with our mission statement, because sometimes we don't know how to be, we don't know how to read the word, or we don't know how to experience the presence of God. So we're just going to do this trilogy, and it's going to be awesome, like The Hobbit, 10 times better. So get ready, guys. So we see lives, communities, and societies transformed through discipleship in the word, the presence, and the power of God. So let's say it together so you guys can tell everybody that you see, no, we got a vision statement. We know where we're going. This is where we're heading. So when you see people, okay, say it together with me, please, guys. We see lives, communities, and societies transformed through discipleship in the word, the presence, and the power of God. Okay, awesome, guys. So you can tell all your friends, guys, we have a vision. Our church know where we're going, right? We know where we're going. Okay, so last week, part one of the word, Pastor Mark did, and he spoke about that no other book has the power to challenge our lives or has the ability to comfort us. You know, when we're in troubled times, we read the Bible, and just the comforting that comes from it, God's love and just his grace comes through, and just how corrects our lives if we have any problems in our lives, just how the Bible shows us, okay, no, this is actually wrong, you know, and just how it changes communities and lives, and from there on, okay, and he challenged us to get into God's word, and that we must stay in God's word. Okay, now, so we got all of this. Yeah, and today is part two, week two of part one. So, and we got all of this from Pastor Mark, and it's awesome, and now we don't know, we took out our Bibles, you know, we were all like, yes, we got it, there was no dust on it, you know, we get into our Bibles this week, we were like going strong, but maybe, you know, we don't understand what we're reading, it's a bit like algebra a bit, so we need maybe just a tool to help us understand, you know, the Bible a bit better, so that's what we're going to do today. Just going to start it off with a video.
Do you remember when you were in school and you would get one of these from someone you liked? Every day you would wait in anticipation to receive that love letter from that special someone. I remember getting them when I was in school, in middle school, and high school. And I know it's going to sound a little sentimental, but I would actually keep them in a binder. Hey, I know you've probably done the same thing too. As I would read each letter, I got to know the person who wrote it, and it was almost as if that person was right there speaking to me. Today we get these messages in Facebook, through an email, or through a text message. Did you know that God speaks to us through the Bible today? They're His collection of love letters written for us. The Holy Scriptures are 66 books written over a period of 1,500 years. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, in them God speaks directly Himself to us. How do I know this? Because every morning I spend quality time with God in the Bible, listening to Him speak to me. In these sacred love letters, I get to know what God is like. I see in them His character of love. And I also get to discover His wonderful plan of salvation. But the best thing of all about the Bible, God's love letters, is that in them, I've come to know Jesus Christ personally. And friend, it's my prayer that as you read the Bible, you'll get to know Him too.
So, awesome, guys. That video also just explains just how God speaks to us through His word, and, you know, can get to know Jesus through His word. Maybe you open your Bible this week and you're like reading through and you're like, but I don't really understand what's going on here. If you get what I'm saying, you know, I've done it before. I'm like, whoa, you know, this is a bit too much. So there is a tool to get into God's word that we can just use to help us understand what this means, you know. So what is this tool, you might be asking? Well, I'm going to present it to you now. So first thing we do is we read a passage. So just for starters, you know, just to start so it will, you can get into it, it's recommended that we read Psalms, Proverbs, the Gospels, and the letters of Paul, because they'll help you, you know, get into the tool using and all that, and it's very much more easier to read than most of the other books. And then the first thing to do is summarize the passage in your own words, reflect. So you take the passage, and you just put it into your own words the way you understand it, and you just formulate it and write it down on a piece of paper, and then you read the passage again and look for a sin to avoid, a promise to claim, an example to follow, command to obey, and knowledge to gain. Speck. So S-P-E-C-K, that's a way to remember it, speck. So sin to avoid, promise to claim, example to follow, command to obey, and knowledge to gain. Okay, and then you write down what you learned about God, and you think about it, because you know you need to think about what God's told you here. You need to think, okay, no, God said this to me, I saw this, and well, I need to, of course I need to, you know, take this into my own life, and that's where you pray, and you say, well, God, can you help me to apply what I learned, what you taught me in this word today, and I just, in the future, so you can tell others about it, and just apply what you learned. Okay, so let's try applying, guys. First, we'll take Psalm 100. I'll give you guys an example. I want you guys also to participate a bit. I've got some bait here, so if you can answer a few questions. Okay, so Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues for all generations. Okay, so let's start. Okay, you can summarize it in your own words if you want to, but it's kind of straightforward, so I don't think that it's really necessary, but you can take out the parts that stick out for you as well, just for you personally. And then we'll start with S, sin to avoid. So what could we avoid here? Let's go. Worship the Lord with gladness. Well, if you don't worship the Lord with gladness, wouldn't that be something to avoid? You know, you have to be kind of glad. You don't want to worship God with an unglad heart. You get what I'm saying? So that's a sin we could avoid. Or enter his gates with thanksgiving. You know, you don't want to enter with an ungrateful heart. Enter his heart with thanksgiving. So always be grateful to God. And that's a sin we can avoid, you know, not being ungrateful. So anybody else see something? Yes. Oh, awesome. Yes, you guys are good at this, man. Brilliant. Okay. Also, a sin to avoid. Okay, and we go. Sorry. We'll get to you. Promise to claim. So we go to P now. Promise to claim. So what promises does God give us here? Well, a very good one is the Lord is good and his love endures forever. So what does he promise you? He is good. He is good, and his love endures forever. So you never have to worry, because he'll always be good and he'll always be loving. He's promising you that. So anybody else see anything else? Promise to claim? Did you? Okay, sweet. We'll go on to example to follow. Oh, sorry. Example to follow. So this, the guy who wrote this, he's busy giving an example of how we must praise God, you know, with a thankful heart. So He's busy showing us the example we must give, if you get what I'm saying. The guy who wrote this, the psalmist, the example he's giving is shout for joy to the Lord. So the example we must follow is we must shout with joy to the Lord. So we must follow that example, and we must enter his gates with thanksgiving. We must be with a grateful heart. He talks a lot about gratefulness and about God's goodness and love. So just the example that you should follow, how you should be grateful and just enter with your joy and love. So, and then anybody else maybe see example to follow? Okay, then command to obey. Oh, yes. Okay, awesome. Oh, sorry. Okay, and then command to obey. Oh, another one, okay. Yes, awesome. Oh, sir. So I think you guys kind of got command to obey, like, perfect. You guys just look for the verbs. So, like, shout. So, shout for joy, like you said. Worship. So, we should worship the Lord of gladness. And know. We have to know that he is God. So, that's basic commandments. You just look for those nice verbs there just before to help you understand the commandments. Okay, anybody else? Come on. Don't worry, there is no wrong answer. Okay, we'll go to knowledge to gain. Okay, now we've gone through this. We've basically broken it down, right? Now we've gained all this knowledge, and now we know what's going on here. So, well, for me, if I had to say what knowledge I gain from this, is that I have to be grateful. is that I have to be grateful to God for what I have. And I should always enter with a grateful heart. I should also shout for joy. And, you know, so next week Sunday, we'll be, all of the youth will be shouting for joy. We'll be the, yeah! Okay, next week Sunday. So that's what you get, the knowledge to gain. And in that knowledge, you also apply it through your week, through every day. Because now you apply what you learned. Now, every time, you'll be grateful for what you have. Okay. Now we're going to practice, guys. Pastor Mark and Aunt Debbie will just hand out the pieces of paper, I mean handouts, that you guys can use to apply this method. And then you just practice the stuff you just saw. Remember, read, reflect, apply, think, pray. And remember, spec. Okay. Okay, guys. So you guys just learn to use the formula that pastors use. Yes, pastors use this. It took a lot of suffering and pain to get this formula. I think Pastor Mark had to go through the desert a few days, had to fight a few beasts. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Mark. So, guys, can you just, anybody would like to share? I got two chomps left. So, if anybody's willing to just share just what you learned and how you're going to apply it, something, just one thing. Anybody, please come up.
Okay, so I learned that a sin to avoid is chilling with, like, bad people, if you could say that. So avoid sitting in the company of mockers. And knowledge that I gained is that there's delight in the law of the Lord. So basically, if you want to be happy, just follow what God says and not what the world does.
Okay, so basically what I learned is that you shouldn't be tempted by sin, but just follow what the Bible says and basically what God's saying, basically. Because it will have a great impact on your life, whereas sin will separate you from God and lead you to self-destruction. And so what I learned about God was that he'll keep you doing better things and you'll grow stronger with him if you stay with him and not allow yourself to falter.
Awesome, guys. So we got some really up-and-coming pastors here. So next week, you guys are going to be doing this. I'm just joking. So challenge for this week, guys, and every day of your life is to take these handouts that Pastor Mark and Pastor Debbie just handed out, and to take anything, a psalm, a gospel. You can choose where you want to start and then just go from there and apply this every day of your life. I want you to be caught like that. People must catch you doing that. They must say, oh, no, we want you to stop using your Bible. You're using it too much. You must be caught. Like your parents, what are you doing? Oh, stop reading your Bible. What about homework? You know, but my Bible. So, guys, please, do it. It's awesome, guys. This is the best. Reading your Bible will change your life. Okay, so now we got this formula. We're going to use it this week. I know all of you are going to do it. I can see it. All of you are going to be using this method. You're going to become pros at this. So what will happen if we get into our word every day? How will this help us? Well, it will help us to hear God. You will hear from God, and the verse we're using is, oh, how I love your words. I think about them all day long. May they make me wiser than my enemies, because they are my constant guide. Guys, this is very powerful, because, like, this week, we had a lot of negativity at our university because of the tough week we had, and we had two tests and stuff. Guys, this is how God spoke to me. I was reading Jeremiah, and I was just reading also Israelites going through a tough time, and they're having such negative things on them, and God just spoke positivity into their lives, just the way he spoke positivity in my lives. And I use this method to do it. It excites me so much to use this method, because I see, oh, just the way God speaks to me. And then I just use that positivity and I apply it in my life. And this is how God talks to me, through his word. And it just, guys, if you want to hear from God, get into his word. Okay, you will stay salty. In Mark chapter, I think it's chapter 10, verse 50, it says, you are the salt. How will the salt stay salty, or something like that, if you do not season it? So the only way to keep yourself salty, guys, is to stay in the word, you know? It's a method, it's a way of staying salty, because God talks to you through the word, and then he tells you, okay, this is what's wrong, this is what's right. You know, if you read my word, you'll stay salty, you'll live pure lives, you'll walk in my direction. Here it says, how can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 9, 11. We wouldn't know this unless we got into his word. It says, like it says, by obeying your word, we can stay pure, guys. And that's how, and that's a way of staying salty, you know, staying salty in your lives. And then people will see, whoa, what's this guy, how's this guy doing this? And you go like, well, I'm reading the word. You want to share? And then you share with them. And then you show them the spec method. And then they start doing it. And it just spreads like that. Be awesome, guys. You will understand truth. You'll be able to speak about your faith. You have an answer for your faith. Paul says that we should always have an answer for our faith. And this is a way to read your Bible. You'll always have an answer to people like, okay, like the one story I have is there's a lot of Jehovah Witnesses, a lot of atheists. And they would ask me, like, I love talking to them because it helps me grow. And then I just run to the word when I'm in trouble because sometimes they like ask me a question. I'm like, okay, I'll just get back to you. And I enjoy it so much because I go home and I look for it. And it helps me grow, helps me understand God's truth. And then I can give it to them. I apply it by saying, listen, this is what God says, see? And then, so always have an answer for your faith. It will help you understand what God is trying to tell you. The verse we have here is, I'll have an answer for the one who insults me, since I trust your word. I'll speak about your written instructions in the presence of kings and not feel ashamed. Guys, the truth is so powerful, guys. It changes people's lives. You'll not only be changing yourself, you'll be helping to change others. God will use you to talk to others. So first, what's the first one? Will be to hear from God. It helps us to hear from God. Second, it will help us to stay salty. And third, it will help us to understand truth. And I'm going to pray now. And then, okay. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day, Lord God, that we can just get into your word, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that you speak through us through your word, Lord God. Thank you for this method, this tool we can use just to understand the word a bit better, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you help us to understand, and when we go through your word, Lord God, that we just fill us with all your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord God, and show us your love and grace and mercy, Lord God, and just lead us through all our days of our lives. And just as you say, your word is a light upon my feet, onto my feet, Lord God, just help us and lead us through your word. In your holy name, amen. Okay, guys, next Sunday, the Sunday after that, it's the last one of the word. Please come. Thank you for coming here and get into spec and the word. See you guys.